WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Stoic Life. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of resentment? You know that feeling when someone messes up, and instead of letting it go, it just festers and weighs you down. Trust me, I've been there. We all have those moments where anger, bitterness, or even just plain hurt take root. But here's the thing. Holding onto these negative emotions is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts us more than anyone else. Today, we're diving into the powerful practice of forgiveness not for them, but for ourselves. Because let's face it, true strength isn't about never getting hurt, it's about learning to rise above those wounds and move forward with grace and resilience. So, what does forgiveness really mean? It's not about condoning the actions of others or pretending like nothing happened. It's about releasing the grip that past hurts have on our hearts and minds. Think of it as unburdening yourself from a heavy weight you've been carrying for far too long. Forgiveness is a gift we give ourselves, allowing us to break free from the cycle of anger and pain. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Easier said than done, Logan. And yeah, it's not always easy. It takes time, effort, and sometimes even a little bit of courage. But trust me, the benefits are worth it. When we choose to forgive, we open ourselves up to healing, growth, and ultimately, greater peace of mind. Here's the deal. Practicing forgiveness can actually change our brains for the better. Studies show that holding on to anger and resentment can have negative impacts on our physical and mental health. But when we forgive, we activate areas in the brain associated with compassion and emotional regulation. That means less stress, lower blood pressure, and a happier, more resilient you. Imagine this. You're walking down the street, feeling good about yourself, free from the weight of past hurts. That's the power of forgiveness. It allows us to reclaim our happiness, live in the present moment, and build stronger relationships with others. Think about it, wouldn't that be amazing? Let me tell you a quick story. A few years ago, I had this huge disagreement with a friend. We said some pretty hurtful things, and for weeks, I was consumed by anger and resentment. But eventually, I realized that holding onto those feelings wasn't doing anything good for me. I decided to take a deep breath, swallow my pride, and reach out to them. The conversation wasn't easy, but it was incredibly cathartic. We talked things through, apologized for our words and actions, and eventually we were able to move forward. It took time, but forgiveness allowed us to repair the friendship and build something even stronger. So, how do you actually start practicing forgiveness? Here are a few tips that have helped me. Acknowledge your feelings. Don't try to suppress your anger or hurt. Allow yourself to feel those emotions, acknowledge them, and then let them go. Practice empathy. Try to see things from the other person's perspective. What might they be going through? Were their actions motivated by something deeper? Understanding can often lead to forgiveness. Focus on the present moment. Dwelling on the past only keeps you stuck in a cycle of pain. Shift your attention to the present and what you can do to create a better future for yourself. Let go of the need for revenge. Forgiveness isn't about condoning wrongdoings, it's about freeing yourself from the burden of anger. Remember, revenge only perpetuates the cycle of negativity. Remember, forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when it feels easier than others. Be patient with yourself, keep practicing, and celebrate your progress along the way. Alright folks, that's all for today's episode. Remember to subscribe, rate, review, and share this podcast with anyone who might find it helpful. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. Let me know what you think about forgiveness. Have you had any breakthroughs? Share your stories in the comments below. Until next time, keep building that calm confidence.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.